collaborative cleanup prepares Falklands Chapel for 40th anniversary, 13th June 2022, by Elementary Content Team. A collaboration between Mighty and partner organisations has transformed the Falkland Islands Memorial Chapel ahead of the 40th anniversary of the conflict. Opened in 2000 by Her Majesty the Queen as a memorial to those who fought and died in the South Atlantic in 1982, the chapel stands in the 230-acre grounds of Pangbourne College, Reading, Berkshire. Designed to partly resemble a ship, the building was always well cared for, but naturally experienced external weathering in the course of its 22 years. In line with Mighty's commitment to the British Armed Forces and servicemen and women, the organisation offered to undertake a comprehensive overhaul, preparing the chapel for the 40th anniversary service of the Falklands War on Sunday, the 12th of June. As a partner of the UK Defence Infrastructure Organisation, Mighty has a long and proud association with the Falkland Islands via a permanent joint operating bases infrastructure service provider, PJOB ISP contract. Overseen by Mighty Central Government and Defence Project Manager Daniel Kent, the revamp took 3 weeks to complete and involved replacement lighting, replacement of hoggin surfaces around the chapel, and an upgrade of slabbing. The project was a collaboration between several Mighty business units and external partners. Huge thanks are therefore due to the following businesses and individuals: Mighty Technical Services, particularly Operations Manager Martin Richardson, who led on the electrical side of the job; Rock Power Connections for conducting the ground penetrating radar, GPR, survey of the area around the chapel; Parkar Littered for provision of replacement lighting at cost; Concept Building Services, particularly Nick Hunter, who led on the groundworks. The Falkland Islands Memorial Chapel Trust, which cares for the building, was delighted with the outcome and has extended an invitation to the 40th anniversary memorial service to Mighty CEO Phil Bentley.